This is KBOX Heart of the Arts Podcast. I'm Greg Kostroba. Former Phoenix Symphony Concertmaster Stephen Meckel will be on the final concert of the second season of Chamber at Ravenscroft, Saturday, May 18th at Ravenscroft Hall in Scottsdale. The program will include the Piano Quintet No. 2 by Antonín Dvořák, plus music by Johann Halvorsen, Arvo Pärt, and Paul Wianko. Stephen is here in the KBOX studios. Welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be down in the valley again.
Yeah, it's great to have you here playing chamber music. Yes. When people see the name Stephen Meckel, they think concertmaster of the Phoenix Symphony. You did that for how many years?
Well, I mean, if we count COVID, which we probably should, it was 13 years, 13 seasons that I played here in Phoenix.
When you decided to move on to a kind of a different realm of musical expression, chamber music and teaching, why did you do that?
I had been concertmaster really since I was 19 years old. I won my first job in Germany at a very young age, and then without much break, performed as concertmaster my entire career. And so that was 25 years. And I really had been missing out a lot on some of the major works that were written for smaller ensembles and for quartets and quintets and trios. I just kind of missed out on a lot of that rep because I was, well, busy. And it just seemed like the right time. I had my eye on a teaching job for a while, and I've always loved the campus up at NEU. And so when that job came open and I won it, I sort of took that as a moment to kind of switch gears and do more solo playing, do more recital playing, do some interesting things that I'd always been interested in.
Have you found that you've had lots of opportunities to do that?
Well, I have a lot of opportunities there, and I'm they keep coming. So it really is changing. I'm performing a lot. Obviously not week in and week out like I had with the symphony, but I'm certainly busy.
Yeah, and teaching, how has that gone working in an academic setting as opposed to maybe private teaching you might have done when you were concertmaster?
Well, it's very different. I mean, academia is its own beast, and my learning curve is still happening. You don't just teach violin like I did high school students that came in week after week and their parents made them practice and they had some sort of goal, whether it was to qualify for Harvard or go into music. But at an organization where there's so many different reasons that people take violin, I've had to completely change my whole approach to students. And it's been very fun, actually, very fun and very challenging.
You kind of get to know them in a different way.
Very different. And they want different outcomes. They're not in it to win a job in the Cleveland Orchestra or to go on an orchestra audition or go get a master's in performance in Juilliard, right? It's a very different reasons, especially to a school like NEU.
Now, let's talk about this particular program. How did this program coming up that you're playing at Ravenscroft?
Well, Nancy Buck, who runs the program, she invited me to come and play. So she asked, she's like, are you available to play this concert? And I was like, absolutely. This is exactly what I wanted to do. We finished up school Wednesday. We're the final juries. And I'm able to be here and to actually play the concert.
Yeah, the timing seems just perfect.
Perfect, since the
semester just ended. The big piece on the program is that Dvořák magnificent piano quintet. What about that music is so inspiring and attractive to you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Dvořák, I mean, it's such brilliant music. You know, Dvořák was Brahms's protege, and in a way, Dvořák captured the imagination of the audience and the people more than Brahms did. He was able to create this incredible heartfelt experience and such excitement. I mean, from the symphonies that I've played a lot to this piece that I will also be performing for the first time, by the way, as an example of pieces that have eluded me throughout my 25-year career. So I'm incredibly excited to play it. It's a tough play for both the piano and the first violin. So again, it's keeping me on my toes for sure.
Speaking of keeping on your toes, also on the program, you've got this Johann Halvorsen, Passacaglia, is just so virtuosic and so tricky for both the violin and the viola. You've known Nancy for a while, right? So it just kind of feels natural playing with her, I bet.
Oh, absolutely. And it's such a fun piece, and it demands such attention to detail from each of the soloists that when you come together with a piece like that, you just have fun. I grew up listening to that piece. My parents played it all throughout their careers. And then I've played it a lot with my sister, who's also a violist. So that's a very familiar love of mine. So I'm excited to get to play it again.
And you're not playing on the Arvo Pärt piece, but you are playing on this Only Ever Us by Paul Wianko. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about that piece?
I'm delving into that score, which is really fun for me. It's a different type of language. It switches moods very quickly. It's very expressive, an extremely effective piece to listen to. I think people are going to really enjoy it. It's not particularly long. It's got a lot of different kind of moods and mood swings and a lot of colors. I'm experimenting with a lot of different types of bowings and a lot of different types of sounds and accents, and he wants you to whip the bow off the string. And so there's going to be a lot of theater to watch, I think, during the piece too.
I've talked with other string players that play music written by string players, and Paul is a cellist in the Kronos Quartet, that because they know their instruments so well and the other stringed instruments, that there's something especially satisfying about it.
I agree. I would actually say, too, there's a sonority that's created by string players that I think they know how to create. They know how to write the double stops so that it sounds like more people. They lie well for the instrument so we can actually have a chance of playing it. And it's a very well-written piece. It's not easy, but it's very accessible.
Violinist Stephen Mecco will be featured with violinist Tessa Gottman-Bach, violist Nancy Buck, cellist Ryan Murphy, and pianist Cathal Breslin Saturday, May 18th at Ravenscroft Hall, 8445 East Hartford Drive in Scottsdale. Tickets and more information about the program are at theravenscroft.com. Stephen, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
For the KBOK Heart of the Arts podcast, I'm Greg Kostraba.